It's Tuesday, October 1st, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Here's four things to know today. Canada warns of another ransomware attack. Microsoft makes one more step in their virtualization efforts. Hackers now can take over your computer via a charging cable. And service leadership gives detailed information on how to successfully raise prices. This is the Business of IT. Via MSSP Alert, the Canadian Center for Cybersecurity has issued an advisory about TFLower, a ransomware variant that may infect users via RDP. Discovered July 30th, it uses a number of infection vectors, including email, downloads, botnets, web injects, malicious ads, fake updates, and infected installers. Once infected in a system, it moves laterally across a network and calls home to a command and control center, encrypts the systems, deletes shadow copies, and disables Windows recovery. You can see the distinctive star TFLower string on the beginning of encrypted flowers to know it's TFLower. The CCCS has a number of tips, all of which are pretty typical to fighting ransomware. Microsoft has made generally available their Windows Virtual Desktop. It can be used for a multi-session Windows 10 experience and is optimized for Office 365 Pro Plus. The client is available for Windows, macOS, Android, iOS, and HTML5. NeoWin.net has all the details. Why do I care? I don't regularly focus on product releases, but note this is particularly useful for those looking at Windows 7 legacy installations, particularly with the end of service coming in January 2020. This couples also with Microsoft's continued investment in streaming, notably their xCloud gaming solution, which is entering preview. Full applications delivered from the cloud is upon us. Vice is reporting that cables that look like legitimate Apple Lightning cables that are capable of remotely taking over a computer has been successfully manufactured in a factory. It also charges phones and transfer data exactly the same way that an Apple cable does, but it also contains a hotspot that a hacker can connect to. Once they've done that, a hacker can run commands on the computer, and the game is over. The security researcher behind it, MG, showed the cable at DEF CON this summer, and was selling them handmade. Now the process can be outsourced to a factory, and the company Hack5 will be distributing the product. Called the O.MG cable, Hack5 will be selling it when it's ready. Apple does have a support page related to identifying counterfeit or uncertified Lightning connector accessories. The M5 badge on packaging is what to look for. One more thing to worry about now. Service Leadership's Q3 newsletter is out, and it's a doozy. If you're not familiar with the newsletter, each quarter the team at Service Leadership puts out some insights based on their financial metrics collected in the Service Leadership Index. This quarter tackles the questions of raising rates and reducing actual cost per hour, but doing so with your existing people. The article breaks it down into five analysis steps. First, there's some data to help measure your current billable rates against the Consumer Price Index. Second, addresses discounting rates and the impact on your gross margin. Third is a look at all the free labor around mistakes or lack of scope control in projects. Fourth, the article dives into addressing unbilled travel time. Inaccurate time tracking by technical people is addressed next, followed up by fair approaches to handling emergencies. After each of the exercises are completed, you'll have generated some new rates and costs of goods sold and an approach to how to roll things out with your customers. The article is very much a long read, but it's worth the time to examine the data here. Link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to The Business of IT. Continuum's Navigate conference is going on today, so we'll look to see if there's news coming up that for tomorrow. You can find us online at mspradio.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Write a review on Apple Podcasts if you like the show, and see you tomorrow.